Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another Roma Press Podcast. We hope you are doing well. Before getting into everything, a thank you to all of our wonderful patrons over at Patreon. If you'd like to join, get early access to the episodes, get post-match reactions, other good things like that, patreon.com/RomaPress, and then at @IsRomaPress for social media, the video version of the podcast as well. And again, thank you to all of our wonderful patrons and all of those of you who support on YouTube and Facebook, Twitter. We greatly appreciate it. Sort of a weird place to be in tonight, Andy, after the events of Thursday, how good we were feeling. Even prior to tonight, we see Bologna drop points, we see Milan drop points, we see Juventus drop points. And then tonight, Roma, we get two-thirds of a match played, and then just scary. I don't know what other way to describe it, because it is so terrifying to see that unfold. You know, you read about these things of players collapsing on the pitch. And from a percentage standpoint, the odds of it happening and the number of times it has happened are extremely low. You never really think it's going to happen to the team you support or even to one of the players on said team that you support. You can't picture that happening to any of the guys on the team you support. And then you see something happen like tonight with Emerson Dika. And I don't even know how to react. I mean, it's horrifying to see that happen. It is beyond horrifying, whether it is an opponent or a team you support, to see that happen to a human being on the field of sport, where many of us use this as sort of an escape, so to speak, from the horrors of our everyday lives. We sort of use football as our guilty pleasure in a way. And then to see this happen, it's terrifying. It is absolutely terrifying to see a player go down like that. And we see players go down all the time and get stretchered off all the time. But man, when you see him pointing or grasping his chest, it is, I mean, I don't know. Any half-decent human being would be absolutely petrified to see that happen. I mean, what was your reaction to it? I mean, ultimately, I have to tell you, I am surprised that the match was even abandoned. I thought, with it being Serie A, I thought for sure, if you want to go by the percentage game, the odds of them getting something wrong are overwhelmingly in that favor. So to see them come out on the correct end of this by suspending the match, I was pleasantly surprised. Now we can get into, because I thought it was a bit, some of the behavior of Cioffi was a bit, how do I put this politely? Less than tasteful, perhaps, is the nicest way I could put it. I don't know if you saw him. It seemed like he looked annoyed or even arguing a bit to the referee to get this back underway. I didn't like that. But what was your reaction to it? Because I mean, there's so many emotions when you see that happen. I mean, I just go to the mindset of a parent, just seeing your child go down like that, seeing a friend, whoever. I mean, it's horrifying to see that unfold. Horrifying. I mean, the match doesn't even matter. It's difficult for me to sit here and ask you like the tactical nuances of what happened tonight because of what we saw. I mean, it is so significantly overshadowing everything else, sort of just pales in comparison into ensuring the health of Van Indica in this moment. I don't really know how else we can find much else to discuss.
Yeah, in these situations, you don't really know, what can even be said. Sometimes, I mean, I even thought, should we even record after this? Because you know, this whole podcast is supposed to be entertainment, and well, you know, despite the match that was underway, what can we really say about the match itself after witnessing this particular episode? There is no match involving Van Dijk's collapse. You know, like yes. the match completely fades and vanishes from one's memory, what stays is the collapse, like the collapse of Ericsson those years ago. People don't even remember what game it was. They remember the fact of how it unfolded. And the same thing happens here. We find ourselves in a situation where, yes, we're supposed to make some comments and do some chit-chat about how Roma fared against Udinese, but there is not really much to discuss besides the fact that it was 1-1 when around the 72nd minute, Ndika had to abandon the pitch. I think, you know, the least you can do is suspend the match until further date and have it played on from that same scoreline at that same with what, 18 minutes remaining, whatever it is. And then the worry about the match then. Right now you worry about the player, you worry about the players, his teammates, the psychological impact this can have on them, not even as players, but as men, who have to go back home, you know, to their families tonight from Udine to Rome. So it's it's scary. It's scary because, you know, you realize that entertainment can only go so far, and then you realize that there are actual people involved. Like, it's a nice, it's a necessary reminder that there are people involved. That this man Evan Dika is 24 years old. Okay, so think about that, a 24-year-old who could potentially be suffering a heart attack. So scary, and the right choice was taken, as in, let's put it on hold, not rush into it, because you know, it wouldn't even be a question of a result. It wouldn't be even a question of who wins, who draws, who loses, whatever. It'd be a question of what is fair and unfair, what is respectful and disrespectful, not only to Ndika and his family, but also to the players on the pitch.
Well, that's the thing with this, too. There is not exactly a playbook or a script that can be followed. Now, thankfully, this is something that, as you mentioned with the Ericsson, for example, that the sport, the greater world of football, is becoming significantly more cognizant of, understanding the seriousness of it. And by the way, the medics reacting far more quickly to it, which I was also glad to see. Without knowing, because as we record right now, it is... the match technically ended, what, just under 1 hour ago when they decided to abandon it, right around 1 hour ago. And we don't have a definitive answer as to how Ndika is at this moment. I've asked Roma for an update. I'm still waiting for them to respond. So it's difficult to have really an opinion on this until we know with 100% certainty the guy is okay. I don't really know how else anything matters before knowing that. I mean, nobody is going to expect us, I would assume, to break down again like the tactical nuances of tonight without knowing whether Ndika is okay or not. It's so weird to just see this unfolding because, again, the few times it has happened in recent seasons, just again, from a percentage standpoint, the odds of it happening to the team that you support, the team you follow, the team you write about, so on and so forth, are obviously very low. So when it happens like this, it is very difficult to know how to digest it. Even the teams, when you see them out there, I mean, the referee, both clubs, I mean, this is such a new spectacle. I don't know what word to use, but this is such a new endeavor, I guess, for knowing how to react. I mean, if you look at both managers, both teams, even the referee for 10 minutes looked dumbfounded as to how to proceed, what to do. As far as like the protocol went, were you relatively pleased with how it went? Because I was happy with the conclusion. I suppose I would prefer there to be a more concrete steps that we understand so that both media supporters, even those in the stadium, I suppose I would prefer a clearer method for steps to be taken, such as, you know, automatically suspending for a minimum the match, automatically suspending it for 20 minutes or something. Okay, after that 20 minutes, we assess how things are going. And the player, if there's still no clarity as to what is happening, if further medical action is needed, then we decide to abandon the match after said 20 minutes. I just thought it was a bit awkward the way everyone was sort of just standing about the pitch, looking at each other, looking at the referee. You could see him talking into his earpiece, knowing what to do. As far as the protocol went, what did you think?
Well, again, I think there is a lack of consistency, and or at least there's nothing clear about any sort of procedure, right? Because we're sitting here and we don't really know what's happening, what's going to happen, whether they will play, whether they will not play. You know, the fact that even Pellegrini or Mancini have to go walking up to the away fans to even try to explain what's been going on and what's going to happen, you know, we will not be playing. Are you going to play or not? Is it going to start off again? I mean, just even taking a brief look at our Patreon group chat, there were a million differing opinions as to what is exactly going to happen right now. Because these things, as urgent and important as they have become since that Eriksen, unfortunately, you use the word, which I don't think is fitting in this case, unfortunately, the Eriksen case was a spectacle. And because it was a spectacle, because it was caught on cameras, all of it, and it was so real for everybody because it happened on such a big stage to such a well-known player. Despite even though it became more urgent, it became more important to look after these episodes that do happen in sports in general, but exactly in football too. As a fan of Serie A, I don't know what the protocol is. You know, I don't know what is the norm. Was today an exception? Was today the norm with how it's all handled? The way it unfolded on the pitch, was it the correct way? I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. I don't know how the players feel about it. I don't know how De Rossi feels about it. I just remember the freaking episode involving Morosini, who was a player. Correct me if I'm wrong. Did he play for Arezzo? Which club was he playing at the time? Morosini when?
Borno.
In Serie B, Morosini, when that happened, yes, for Livorno, when that happened, nobody knew how to react. Now that was 2012, okay, and obviously, you know, it happened, you know, in a terrible fashion, and it was fatal, and it happened right there on the pitch, and. You know, it was a terrible thing, but that was, you know, that was an initial wake up call for in Italian football, and everybody waited around, and nobody really knew how to react. Nobody knew whether it's really happening, whether it's happening for real or not. I think we've become more sensitive to it, but that's not saying much. You have to be able to respond adequately as we're recording right now. There are already initial reports stating that Ivan Dika has undergone already a first EKG, and it seems like there may be something akin to a suspected heart attack. The team will soon join him in the hospital. They'll go visit him before going back to Rome. But still, you just I don't know, man. You don't want to. It almost feels like we don't want to accept that this is unfortunately part of the sport. And when we're here and our intention is again to come on here and say something, a joke or some playful comment about how the match went, about the performance and so on. But we find ourselves here struggling for words because it just goes so much beyond that. And we tend to forget about it. We tend to forget that this spectacle, this entertainment, this thing that we watch and enjoy and we put on, even when we're not really watching it just for white noise, there are lives involved. There are at the end of the day, there are lives involved, and we're talking about a 24-year-old potentially suffering a heart attack, and that's just wrong. It's wrong, and it's wrong why? Because exactly, it's a spectacle, because it's watched by thousands and thousands of people, and it's talked about, and we make podcasts about it. And unfortunately, the reality of it is that there is a young man in a hospital room fighting for his life. So I don't know what to tell you. Like, part of me just thought maybe the coming on here just doesn't feel right. I just hope that people can take something from it, as in make considerations that go beyond, oh, crap, you know, it was 1-1 and Bologna, they drew, and Juve, they drew. And so we could have taken advantage of this situation. Now what? And, ah, oh, such a pain in the ass. Because the reminder is right there on the pitch with that image of Ivan Dika pointing to his chest and going down. That's the reminder. The reminder is, okay, 1-1, 2-1, 2-2, who gives a shit, you know? Welcome to reality.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, welcome to reality is correct. Again, I don't know how to digest a lot of this without knowing with 100% certainty, because as you were speaking, Roma, they answered my message with simply the one that they put out on social media. And to be fair, I mean, this is still, this happened just over 1 hour ago. This is still relatively fresh. So the odds of them having a very clear 100% definitive concrete answer is going to be difficult. All of the various tests that need to be ran, all of that stuff. It is easy to kind of say it in the moment when these things happen, where you say, well, you know, it's we want the best for him. Because everybody does want that, whether it's an opponent or not. I mean, this is somebody's life. The fact of the matter is, and I guess shifting this more towards a footballing point of view, this is scary when it happens to everybody, to anybody. Matt, we are talking about a guy who is so decisive to Roma. He plays such a huge role within the team. Had a bit of a slow start initially at the beginning of the season, but to see it happen to him too. I mean, we also can't forget, I mean, the guy won the Africa Cup of Nations, what, less than 2 months ago? I mean, the guy is achieving such incredible success on the pitch. I hope he is healthy. And if it means his health means not having to play football anymore, then so be it. It is not worth it. Already he has achieved so much. I don't really know how else to feel beyond that. I mean, everybody watching this knows this is a huge. His absence is a significant blow for Roma. Yeah.
Well, yes, but again, I mean, I don't even know like how to entertain a conversation about that, because it just feels that, you know, these situations make that feel incredibly stupid and kind of pointless, you know. I mean, it's just,
yeah, without knowing for sure.
What are we saying? What are we talking about? You know, by the time this episode releases,
so be it. You know, I mean, just be healthy, man. You're 24 years old. You've already achieved 24. You've already achieved a lot in football. You've had a huge role at Roma. You just won the Africa Cup of Nations. Your health. That means so much more, so much more. I just hope that I guess I'm trying to give a nuanced opinion of this from a footballing standpoint and from a humanitarian standpoint, just from the perspective of, yeah, okay, obviously it seems like Roma are not going to have him for some time. What does this mean? It's difficult to know right now. I mean, he has been superb this season.
But he's been superb. But again, to me, it just goes into the background. I don't really know how to entertain a conversation about it, because this episode might release tomorrow and the situation is different. This episode might release tomorrow and we come off as we have no idea what the hell we're talking about. And right. In the meantime, yes, of course, he's an important player. He was on he was getting it done for Roma and for his national team. But you just watch these scenes and you're like, okay, who cares? Who cares about this sport? Who cares about football? Like it just goes to an extent, you know. I mean, I'm not gonna get involved with the sport to an extent that will make me go, well, they have to play the game. Why aren't they not finishing the game? I mean, that it's like, get on with your life. You know, it's move on, look past this, because past that facade of entertainment is a human life of not only a really good player for Roma, but also a young man who is younger than me. So it's like, I don't know. I feel like I'm completely out of my depth here. And I just hope that everything can go okay and that he recovers, that Roma recover, that his teammates recover, his family recover from this, and that they are able to move on comfortably. And I'm not even talking about the performances that will take place in the coming weeks when they will have to go and play Milan and so on.
Well, that's the thing, too. I mean, take the sporting part out of it. If you saw any person suffer, I mean, it could be somebody who's 99 years old. You see a scene like that. That's sort of the other part I'm worried about, his teammates. I mean, the trauma of seeing that, man. I'm horrible with grief. So I am the least qualified individual to talk on something like this, because the way I interpret things like that, bad situations, the way I handle them are terrible. So I would be a complete mess if I saw that unfolding before me. Again, I was happy to see that the match was suspended. Just to put, I guess, sort of a bow on all of this, I do think there needs to be some sort of spelled out protocol that, okay, something like this happens, obviously we make sure the player's taken care of first. We wait at least a minimum of 20 minutes and then we make a decision from there. And then we decide whether the match is abandoned or we are going to continue. As far as, because again, should we talk about like the first 71 minutes? I mean, Roma weren't playing good. I don't know what else to say. Hoisin looked shaky. Svilar with playing with the ball, a bit uncertain at times. Lukaku with a goal. What else do you want to add? I feel like, as far as footballing stuff or actual on the pitch things, sort of again difficult, because right now, if you are watching this, just I feel like we might have to put the disclaimer at the bottom of the YouTube video. We are literally, as we are recording this, we are doing this, just over 1 hour from when this situation took place. An hour and a half since the situation took place. All we know at this moment is that Roma said he is taken to the hospital for examinations, but right now he is awake and alert, which obviously, given how early we are in this situation, that is all that matters. He is awake, he is alert, he is conscious. So fingers crossed that everything from here on out, that hopefully by the time you are watching this, we have an update that he is going to be okay, he is healthy. But right now, this is a situation. So in case you are watching this much later than from when we record, this is the information we are working with now. Again, the first 71 minutes, it's difficult for me to sit here and give some sort of in-depth discussion or host some sort of deep analysis about it, because I just, when you have something like this happens, it's almost like, who cares? Do we want to talk about a little bit Thursday? I guess is sort of maybe an escape. I don't know. Did you watch Milan against Sassuolo?
No, I only caught the equalizer at the end by 0-4.
Typical. The two bald guys facing off, so you knew it was going to be a good one. Ballardini, I don't know what to say.
Ballardini
about
this magic.
I mean, if your relationship with your partner is ever in trouble, give that guy a call, because he apparently has this knack for, I mean, things that are in the absolute shits and somehow burrowing his way out from it. It's astonishing to me as to whether or not how much of an impact that plays into into Thursday. Obviously has yet to be seen. I am very much of the mindset, and I've said this a number of times on here, those late sort of pulling that result out of the backside late, they can have a very dramatic impact on the mental psyche heading into the following match, whether it be positive or negative. In this case, though, the fact it was against Sassuolo, part of me thinks that, you know, clearly Milan will have felt they should have won that. Their XG, I don't know what it ended at, but it had to be like 5 or 6. I mean, they created so many chances. But still, they were held to a draw. Sassuolo, they scored like twice within the first 10 minutes. Obviously, tonight, when we talk about sort of the mental impact, you don't know how players are going to react to this. The other players of Roma, again, I don't know how any person would not be able to be affected at least slightly when you see something like that unfold, particularly to a teammate, never mind if it is somebody, you know, on the other team, an opponent. I just, this is going to have an effect. I think whether we want to acknowledge how much, I suppose we can debate that, but that sort of misses the point, in my opinion. Coming into Thursday, a situation like this, just having gone through it at the weekend, obviously adds a whole new psychological wrinkle that neither you nor I are qualified to speak on. But then again, you also have Milan in their respective fixture being very underwhelming, not being very concrete in the attacking phase. I mean, they had 3 goals. They should have ended it with 6 or 7, in my opinion. I mean, what in the world do we expect now? What in the world should expectations be coming into Thursday? Because this is, again, there is no script that can be followed for something like this.
Exactly. Welcome. You know, welcome. Like, this is perhaps it's a necessary reminder to a lot of people who really get too enveloped in this.
There is no script.
This is not wrestling. And even in wrestling, there is stuff that happens where people actually suffer and lives are at risk. So welcome to the real world. There is no script. You are looking at a team that will have to not only recover physically from playing so much in these last few days and playing so hard, but also recover mentally first and foremost. The whole energy has been drained from the room. The entire momentum, everything that had been building up over the last week or so since the derby win and the win against Milan and San Siro, that's gone. It's gone out the window. Perhaps it will not return this season. Perhaps it will work to the supposed benefit of the team. Who gives a shit? You know, like it becomes so secondary that Thursday, a match that everybody was waiting for, high anticipation, blah, 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 blah. You know, great golden chance for Roma, this and that, and going home with that 1-0 advantage. Doesn't matter now. It doesn't matter. You could be down 3-0 going into this match. The feeling would still be the same. You could be up 5-0, feeling would still be the same, because the priorities change, the focus shifts, And you are now talking about a team that is first and foremost not a football team, but a group of young men who witnessed a guy that they see basically on a daily basis for, I would say, 9 months out of the season, out of a year, sorry, 9 months in a year. They see him basically on a daily basis. They see that guy collapse on the pitch and potentially have a heart attack in front of them. So that's it. That's my analysis ahead of Thursday. You're looking at a Milan side that, you know, is I guess they're going to play their heart out. Sorry for the terrible pun. I didn't mean it.
I thought it sounded like one of those things, like, you know, like if I were asking like my wife to give an analysis. She doesn't watch football. Can you tell me what's going to happen Thursday? Well,
they're going to play awesome. Milan are going to play awesome because what they rested most of their key players in the match against Sassuolo, and now they're going to go into this game and play to advance because that's all they have left. They're not going to compete for the Scudetto. They have nothing else going on in their lives, so that's all they care about. And that's the reality. That's all they care about. Whereas Roma now care about something else. And it's going to be very difficult for them to care about anything else besides Ndika's health and their own psychological state after today's episode.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, and this is obviously a secondary part of it. I mean, this adds such an entirely new wrinkle to Thursday. Again, I mean, even for, I think about in this situation too, even De Rossi, I mean, as a manager, I'm fairly certain for as hailed as Corvecciano is, I am fairly certain they don't have one of the courses they give to these guys in the training courses. How to rally your team after they see one of their teammates collapse on the pitch. I have a very difficult time that even for him, I mean, this is uncharted territory when there is a human life at risk. That is a great point that I think we should probably just end it on that. This sort of does bring everything, I guess, into perspective sometimes. I hate that, obviously, and this is something I've mentioned before on the podcast, where sometimes these really horrible things have to happen for us to kind of step back at times and sort of just remind ourselves that this is a sport. And as you said, there are human lives at stake. And just sort of having that balanced outlook, as much as we love watching Roma, as much joy and pain, you know, they give to us for better or for worse, this is still just a sport. This is still entertainment in a way. At the end of the day, nobody's going to want to see anybody risk their life in the name of football. Nobody. So I don't know how else to, I guess, sort of just impart on everyone to have that balance, because I get reminded, and I said this, maybe 150 to 200 episodes ago, I had somebody, and I forget what match it was, somebody sent to me a direct message on Twitter about just reaching out, saying how after a particularly bad result that Roma had, how from a mental health perspective, they struggle and they don't know how to sort of react to bad things like a bad result of Roma happening to them. And I mean, beyond giving them my sympathies, I am in no way qualified, because I have my own. All of us have our own bag of stuff to deal with. That when somebody gives to us their sort of issues, the last thing I want to do is give some sort of bad advice. But I think at a time like this, it is sort of good to just step back sometimes and realize it is sport. We do this. Sort of as a way to escape these things. We do view this as entertainment. And at the end of the day, again, if somebody is going to, nobody is going to want somebody to risk their life because of it. And I hope, you know, we can kind of step back and have that balance and that realization sometimes that Yeah, in the grand scheme of things, this doesn't matter. When I'm on my deathbed, I will I be praying I watched another 90 minutes of Roma against Chievo Verona? Definitely not. So, yeah, I mean, is there anything you want to add? I tried to sound like a wise sage.
No. There's nothing more to add. Let's end it here. Let's say prioritize, someone's health over your own entertainment, and you'll live a better life. So
we will probably, depending on what happens again, we are still waiting to find out definitively this is happening less than 2 hours until Indica collapsed on the pitch. So we're still guiding through this. Hopefully by the time you watch this, we have clearer answers. But right now, we don't have any. Once we hear something, I am sure we will either be back just prior to the second leg or just after. Obviously, fingers crossed. But even that match, Andy, as much as there is at stake for Roma, I until we know with 100% certainty Indica is going to be okay, I even that, a semifinal in the Europa League, I can't really give too much focus or attention to it until we know whether somebody's going to be okay or not. And I'm sure most people feel that way. So once we know for sure, we will do something. We will come back just before, just after. We will be back soon once we have answers. But right now, we unfortunately don't have those clear answers. So thank you for being here with us as we sort of go through this very odd and scary situation that happened with Evan Indica. Hopefully, again, by the time you watch us, we have clearer answers. But until then, we will be back soon. So until next time, ciao.